Yeah, hey, yourself. 7 minutes past two for Shane and the team at Harvey Norman Computers. Very definitely the people to see if it's a computer that you're after. Good advice, best prices in town. Go and see Shane and the gang at Harvey Norman Computers. Here he is, the Adelaide tech guy with a big grin on his face, like Anthony Toop and like Phil Hoppen and all of the power supporters. Oh, God, blimey, it's hard to put up with. G'day.
Afternoon, Pilko. We're just keeping a lid on it at the moment. Going to take it one game at a time. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It's always good to have Ken Hinckley in the studio answering questions about technology.
I was just going to say, all the people that texted me last Saturday morning say it was my heart and my mouth. Can I just say it was never in doubt? So, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You got one of these great packages to give away for the best caller we get this afternoon from Shane and the crew up there?
The last one. So today's the day to go along and ring in. So it's the Trend Micro Security one on there as well. We've got the last one to give away today. So for the best caller out there, it's a really good virus package that'll help protect you on the internet.
Righto. From Rolf, a text sent last week, he said, Richard, with somebody who's got eye trouble, is there a screen cover that you would recommend for your computer? Richard said, spend too much time on it, love it, but having eye trouble as he does, the glare kind of gets to him after a while, ends up with headaches and that sort of case. Is there a screen cover that you would recommend?
Probably not. Turn the brightness down for a start. That will be the number one thing. I always see people with the brightness is turned all the way up on their computers all the time. And no wonder they go along and get those sort of eye problems on there. And if you're not seeing things as well as you used to see things on your screen, you can always increase all the size of the fonts on the screen. So you can make them bigger for you, which really helps a lot of people out there.
So the first thing, though, from his point of view, is turn it down. Turn the brightness down.
Yeah, turn the brightness down.
Simple as that. Got other questions here from Sven, sending us a text. Richard, I've had great success with Samsung televisions and some of the other Samsung products over the years. Listening to your program, as I do every Wednesday afternoon, thoroughly enjoying it. But I get feeling that you're not a big fan of some of the Samsung mobile products on the market. What's your answer to that?
No. I always say Samsung make wonderful mobile phones. They really do. I've had so many Samsung phones over the years, made wonderful ones. Wasn't particularly keen on the one that used to burst into flames, but they haven't done that one for a long time now. So, yeah. No, they do. They make wonderful products.
Burst into flames is a bloody attention getter. I tell you what. Green with the first caller for the afternoon for Richard at nearly 10 minutes past two. Judith from up there has given us a buzz. Judith, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. You're talking to Richard Pascoe right now.
Right. Good afternoon, Tony and Richard.
Hi, Judith.
Richard, I need to replace the battery in my HP laptop.
Right.
Where's the best place to go to get them?
How old is it first, Judith?
18 months.
We shouldn't really. Wow, that's died pretty quick.
Well, it still works, but it just on a cold day, it doesn't like the cold weather.
Right. None of us do.
No.
Don't leave it out in the rain, Judith. That might be an idea.
That might help. Yeah, but it drops its charge very quickly.
How quickly does it drop its charge?
Well, it can be 80-90% full, and then within 20 minutes, it's dropped.
Yes, probably has run out of juice. Talk to Harvey Norman first as well. They can always order another battery in there for you. And if it never goes with you anywhere, Judith, as well, leave it plugged in.
Well, I do. Well, I have to plug it in because it won't work.
Yeah.
But is it all right to just leave the battery as it is?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
It won't sort of deteriorate or leak or anything like that?
No, it should be fine. It should be fine. Occasionally, I've seen on older ones, they start to swell. And when they start to swell inside, that's a sign you do get them removed and you get dispose of it properly.
Yep. Okay, so I don't really have to replace it.
No, not really. Not if you don't want to.
Because I never take it out, no.
No, it's fine. No. Leave it plugged in.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Judith.
Richard, Jack's question. I'm thinking of buying a new Apple laptop. Is now a good time to do it? From Jack.
No, it's not at the moment. If you really need one, go ahead and do it. But we're expecting the iPhone event next month. And there's hot rumours out there that are going to release a whole new range of laptops as well. So I love the new Apple laptops that are out there right now. But you know what? You might want to just hold off for a few weeks if you want the latest and greatest that might come out.
Margaret's got a question. I'm trying to find an old friend without going into too much detail. Any suggestions, Richard, as to how I could do that?
Facebook is one of the best things to go along and find people on there. It really is. So many people use Facebook to track people down, track people who used to belong to certain organisations down as well. So, so if they're a member of, I was at the War Widows Guild the other day. If you're a member of that, most of the girls down there are all on Facebook. Big cheerio to all of you as well. And it's a good way to track those sort of people down.
Righto. A gentleman from down at Westlakes, Chris, has given Richard Pascoe a ring and he's on the phone right now. Chris, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Go ahead. You're talking to the guru.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Before I get on to my question, Richard.
Yes, Chris.
I've heard a very reliable rumour that Philco
Get rid of the dump.
Power supporter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Philco's a what?
A closet power supporter. Philco, you are. Don't you give garbage to me. The person that told me knows you very well. Hey, Richard, he's been playing up all year. He barracks for the Crows. He actually barracks for the Power. And that's a fact.
They're all closet power supporters.
Caught you out, buddy. Caught you out. Anyway,
I'm out of here. I'm going to get a coffee. I'll leave you up to it. Go and get out of here.
And to add to it, he's got two leotards and he wears them around the house.
Have you got a question for us, Chris? Or?
Richard, how often should we be upgrading our iPad?
Chris, is it 4 or 5 years?
Basically, and is that because of the iOS support?
That's it.
Is basically programmed for that reason?
Yeah, every 4 to 5 years is probably all you'd have to upgrade an iPad. Because they're that good a device.
Excellent. And, Philco, thank you for joining us. Right. You always have been one of our...
Chris, stop poking the bear, all right? You'll never get on
Chris,
again.
Chris, we've got your telephone number. You're on that list with a few others, all righty. Bob's at Croydon, giving us a ring for the guru, Richard Pascoe. Bob, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Richard, I've got a Lenovo desktop computer. It's 4 years old.
Yep.
What I've been finding is the last couple of months is... whenever I use Word, it seems to lock up on me and then it goes blank and then it comes on again and then I can start typing for a few minutes and then it just keeps going through the same situation again.
Which version of Word have you got, Bob?
The latest one, this year's.
Right, so what I do is, Bob, you open up the control panel, Bob, where programs are, and I'll have Microsoft Office 365 on there. Right-click on it, Bob, and say change, and there's an offer of a repair in there. That's what the first thing I would do.
Okay, on the right-hand side.
Yep, do a quick repair first, and if that doesn't work, reboot the computer, go back in and do a full repair.
Okay.
All right.
Beautiful. And a similar thing happens when I turn on the internet on this one as well. It's very slow to connect on the internet, whereas my laptop connects straight away.
So there's a troubleshooter in building the Windows 10 for network settings as well. I'd run that one first.
Windows 10. And what was that, a network?
It's a troubleshooter, and you want the troubleshooter for network settings.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
With the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, time is running out to nominate one of those heroes, one of those people who work perhaps in healthcare, and there's so many of them doing so much good work and under so much pressure with COVID at the moment. You got a chance, thanks to the people at Uvante Care, to give them $1,000 in cash. All you simply do is go to the win page at 5AA.com.au. And you nominate that person for the great work they're doing. And thank you to the people at Ovante Care, the healthcare heroes. And they'll reward $1,000 in cash. So simply go online, go to the win page at 5AA.com.au, nominate that person and give them a chance to win $1,000. Get on them, the gang at Ovante Care. Righto, Shirley's up at Ongaparinga Hills. A bit cold on a morning like this morning. Shirley, good on you. Thank you for your call. You've got a question for the guru, Richard Pascoe. Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon. I've got a Samsung A52 phone.
Yes, Shirley.
And at the moment, I can get phone calls from people who are connected with Telstra, but I can't get any phone calls from anyone that's connected with Optus or anyone else. It's coming up saying my number's disconnected.
And your provider's Telstra?
Yes, and I've been to Telstra and I've put new SIM cards in, changed everything.
Yep.
My husband's got the same phone. He hasn't got a problem.
Did you used to be with another provider, Shirley?
Oh, years ago.
Because I've heard of this before, it's usually a problem with your account.
Okay. Well, my husband we were both on the same account,
yep.
But he's not having any trouble
It's the mobile phone number on there, Shirley, as well. So, you know, I would urgently go back to Telstra and explain to them again for it, because when it's just locked to one network, there is a problem with that number on there that they've got to clear up for you.
Right. I had to ring Telstra after I'd been to the shop.
Go into a shop, Shirley. Don't ring them.
I've been into the shop. He said he can't see anything wrong with it, and that's why he told me to ring Telstra.
All right.
And I was on the phone for 3 hours with them.
Shirley,
and now they said it's going to take 3 to 5 days until someone gets back to me, but I can't get any phone calls or messages.
Do me a favour, Shirley. Send me an email today and I'll talk to Chris Marks at Telstra for you. All right?
Okay, no worries. So where do I send the email to?
You send it to if you go over to my website, my email address is on there. It's richard@adelaidetechguide.com.au.
Richard at Adelaide Tech Guide. Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Thanks, Shirley.
Mark, you're at Ascot Park with a question for the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Mark, welcome to the show. Go ahead. Richard's here right now.
Yeah, thanks very much. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Mark.
I've got an Oppo phone, which has been fine.
Yeah.
Just in the last couple of days, when I charge it, the phone has got very hot. And I was just wondering whether that potentially an issue with the phone battery, or could it possibly be the charger itself?
I would say it'd be the charger or the cord.
Okay. So I haven't got an alternative at the moment, but that would be your advice, sort of go get an alternative cord.
And pay, you know, reasonable money for the charger and the cord when you swap it all over as well, Mark.
Right.
All right.
I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. So one of the things, I was just going to say, Pilco, one of the things that people go along and do is they buy cheap chargers. I'm not having a go at you, Mark, by the way, when I'm saying this. The cheap chargers and cheap cords out there. And what they don't do is, Pilco, they don't charge at a constant rate. Now, if the rate goes up and down, that's when we get heating in the phone. And it's caused fires and things overseas. So I always get concerned when people buy that cheap crap that you can sometimes buy in, let's say, shopping malls out there and something that might be a bargain at the time. But, you know, I just wonder what damage it's doing to the device as well.
Okay. And that's a question, Richard. When backing up my phone and tablet, what do I need to do to make sure that it's done correctly from Annette?
If you're on an iPhone, make sure you've got iCloud backup turned on. That is the number one thing. I'm not a big fan of backing up to the computer. I've had a couple of people this week who've lost everything. They just didn't back up at all on there. So make sure that's turned on. Now, for people out there with Android phones, Google One, you pay about $24 a year. They give you 100 gig to store all your stuff on there as well. So if you lost your phone, then you can literally go to another phone, sign into Google One, and suddenly everything comes down for it. Josh is agreeing with me here because I don't think Josh has backed up his phone ever.
No, and I'm just trying to find a pen to write all this down.
Because there's nothing worse when you lose everything on your phone. And people have been known in the past to give me this crumpled piece of metal and go, can we get anything off it? And I was getting to back up. I meant to back up is always what I get told.
A lady, Jerry, sends us an email. Richard, she said, with scammers obviously becoming more and more sophisticated, my parents are wondering if there is an updated list somewhere of the latest rorts, scams, rip-offs, whatever you want to call them. Is there such a list and does it exist?
Head over to ScamWatch because they normally put up all the ones that are out there. So go to ScamWatch, go along and have a look. And just be aware that, you know, we got a huge reaction last week when we talked about the problem with Android phones. I was inundated with calls and hits on the website about it, that if you're getting those rubbishy messages that say click here because you've got a voicemail there, just to remind you, you don't click there, because if you do, it will install an app on your Android phone. Oh. It will take all your contacts and every password that you have stored on that phone. And that means big trouble, because you've got to go to another device, not your phone, change all your passwords on there, and then you should actually reset your phone to factory settings afterwards.
The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, for Shane and the crew up there at Harvey Norman Computers, the people to see for computers. Shane and the rest of the gang, more than happy to help you out. Richard, from Mickey, the question is, I don't even understand the question, but you'll have an answer to it. Can my hard drive die?
Huh? It can. So in computers, they've got hard drives in them, and they can die. They're especially the mechanical ones. So it's a mechanical thing. All the parts inside move, and if it's got a slight fault in there over time, it can die. So if you come along and suddenly your computer used to take, let's say, 2 minutes to boot, and now it's out to 10 minutes to boot, that can be a sign of a faulty hard drive. So any tech that you have walking the door, I always do it for all my clients, make sure they always test your hard drive. Hard drives can be responsible for networking issues, software issues out there. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to buy a new computer. What it means normally is that you can get that hard drive swapped over to one of the new modern solid state ones, which means that it boots a lot quicker, it's better for your battery, and you can do more things on it.
From Peter, sending us a text, I said, Richard, the other night, the grandkids didn't believe me, but I was trying to tell them that the computers on Apollo 11, man's landing on the moon, were no more sophisticated than the computers in today's mobile phones. True or false?
It's true. It's very true.
True. Yeah.
Very true. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and I would say when we talk about mobile phones, we're probably talking about the iPhone from its launch, not today. iPhone about 10 years ago. So, you know, the mobile phones today far more sophisticated with computer equipment than what we had on Apollo 11.
Righto. The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, for Shane and the crew at Harvey Norman Computers. We'll have to be our last call at Cuddly Creek. Ron has called us from there. Ron, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. You've got a question for the guru. Go ahead.
Ron's just fallen off of his phone in shock. I think that he actually got through. It's like, yes.
Okay. Richard, just a couple of other things. Somebody was saying that the first mobiles years ago, I don't know when they were, how big were they? Somebody reckons they were as big as bricks. That can't be true. Was that right?
They used to be absolutely enormous. You know, if I saw one that it would be lucky to fit in two hands. I've got, and it used to come with a carrying case for it as well.
Really?
To make it all portable on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, how things have changed.
Actually, Richard, I might see if I can borrow one from Telstra and we'll bring it in one day just so we can show you on there as well. It's great.
And I'll probably feel very comfortable with
it. Exactly right.
I won't be able to lose it, you know, a bloody big thing like that. Richard, from Shane and the crew, we've got this last package to give away. Some good calls this afternoon. Was the one that grabbed your fancy in particular?
Very first caller of the day, we're going to give it to Judith today. So if Judith wants to ring Josh back, and congratulations, you won the Trend Micro security pack. Compliments to Shane and the crew at Harvey Norman.
Richard, somebody wants to get a hold of you, a mobile phone, and what's the easiest way of going about it? The AdelaideTechGuy.com.au?
All the contact details are on there, but ring 0419 829 145, but don't do it at 7:30 after this Friday night, all right?
Okay, good luck to yourself and Toopy and Phil Hoffman. Oh, God, they're a power supporters all over the joint. I don't think you got any worries. As long as you start quickly. You wouldn't want Geelong to be four or five goals up at quarter time, would you?
No, then we'd have to do what we had to do against the Bulldogs and just hold them back, and then we slowly come over the top.
Oh, right, okay. Silly me. Yeah, righto. Okay. Richard Pascoe, great at what he does, the AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. And I said that mobile number, and he answers the phone, believe it or not, 0419 829 145. You've got a problem with technology? He's the man who can solve it.